Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the All Rhetorary Podcast. It is Tuesday, September 8th. Going around the room, Johnny O, Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, Brennan Cleaver, and myself, Scott Paul.
All right, guys.
Another sweltering day here in good old Pennsylvania.
Back to the basics today.
Pretty much. It's kind of how I feel. It's kind of how I felt all weekend.
Yeah, that's how I felt on Monday.
Yeah. Geez.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely how I felt on Sunday.
I went and got takeout, Chinese takeout from my Chinese takeout girlfriend.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, I figured you'll all be barbecuing today. And I was like, no, I'm sitting on the couch and not moving today. She's like, oh, rough night.
Yes. I love the accent.
Yeah. Sounds real to me. Sounds spot on.
She wubs me.
So yeah, Labor Day weekend.
How's your new place, man?
It's good. Yeah? Nice and big place. We get some rugs put in, I guess. Getting just settled in, understand how the place works. Todd was there.
Yeah.
Putting in the water heater. Fixed the one toilet.
Nice.
Me and him had a good conversation about the Big Brother state and whatnot.
Nice.
Oh, is Todd a Big Brother fan?
No.
No. I think
more like the 1984-esque.
Right. That's not as
interesting. He's not.
It's kind of like the conversation we had after everybody left the last time he was here, when he was on last.
Oh,
we had
right,
that conversation.
Right.
He had a Big Brother 1984 conversation while I had a Big Brother NBC conversation with him.
Or they're CBS. Violating my rights. Can you believe that shit Austin did?
Oh, that would be great. I got to come back to Todd and go, wait, what do you mean those cameras? Like, really? Like, literally?
Yeah, you can buy into the cams if you wanted to.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Everybody had a good Labor Day, obviously. Yeah, good holiday.
Yeah, we had
everybody?
Fun.
Yeah.
Everybody get bombed, I guess, for Labor Day?
No, I actually stayed straight. That's what I did.
Wow, good for you, man.
No, I didn't. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I got
good one.
I got hammered all weekend.
Did you? I didn't. Yeah. I actually was the designated driver.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was Saturday. Man. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, thank you. Doing good, man. One applause. Everyone else just looked at me like it's a dickhead.
What is this guy, retarded?
We went to our old neighbors in Hatboro.
I went back to the hood one last time.
Back in the hood. Nice. I do not miss that road, man. It was like people zooming by. But yeah, it was a good time, man. It was cool.
I was up in Tara and I went to her best friend's house up in Coopersburg. There's a dude up there that knows, Big Daddy. You know,
is that near
podcast alum?
Near Bethlehem, Coopersburg?
It's south of that, off 309.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this dude had apple pie, which he made with 170 proof moonshine, mixed with cider and cinnamon, and then lets it sit for like that chip been sitting since July. He said.
Was it good?
Oh my God, so good.
I'm not sure.
No, dude, you couldn't.
It does sound like it'd be good.
Seriously, it just tasted like apple cider with cinnamon in it. And then you'd have like, I had like two glasses of it and I was like,
oh, you drink it?
Whoa.
It's not an actual apple pie. Like you eat.
No, it's not an actual
apple pie moonshine.
It's an apple pie that's been sitting since July. It fucked me
all up. Yeah, I started hallucinating after I ate it.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, it was like. It was apparently very alcoholic, but you didn't taste it. That shit whooped my monkey ass. And of course, like
good.
The fat, like 75-year-old bastard's like, drink more, Mike. Come on. Like, well, okay, it tastes good.
Awkward.
I'm an innocent young man.
Innocent.
Not for long, boy. Grab your ankles.
Drink up that pie, boy.
That moonshine's strong, man.
Yeah, it is.
170 proof.
Yeah.
I went to the Stone Pony on the during the.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
nice.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I like the venue. It's pretty dodgy looking.
Yeah,
it's kind of my scene.
What show was that?
I went and saw like two reggae bands, Stephen and Damian Marley. So that was
Stephen Marley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Damian, I mean, I think they're his sons or something. They're,
no, no, no. He's got a ton of them.
Ziggy couldn't make it.
No, he couldn't. Yeah.
But Brad is here.
Ziggy was busy. Brad. B-Rad.
B-Rad.
Chip Marley will be playing for you
Chip
guys.
Chip Marley.
It's a guy in an ascot with a dread wig on.
Well, they introduced some reggae girl, but I never saw her because I was like, I got to see this. I got to see anyone called Vanilla Fudge. Like, I assumed it was some like an actual white girl that was singing reggae, so I had to see it. But
was it good?
Well, no, I never saw her. Like,
was it a black chick that was super white sounding because it was Vanilla Fudge?
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah,
it was so, like, what, yeah. What? Oh, who was that albino rapper?
Oh, Yellow Man.
Yellow Man.
It was Yellow Woman.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was some ugly man. He's weird looking
dude was
man.
Weird looking.
Yeah.
So, Made in America was this weekend too. Anybody hear anything about that? Or
yeah, my wife was like, "Yeah, Made in America is playing." I was like, "Are they still a band?" I was thinking of Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, America.
Okay.
Cover where? Band from Walsh's.
Okay.
It's actually something much more popular.
Where did they play?
What
Made in America?
Oh no, it's a festival.
It was the it's kind of Jay-Z festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a huge festival it's in huge. Philly where they take over JFK Boulevard. Same place where the Pope's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be. It was nuts.
Yeah, Pope.
Hey, speaking of Walsh's, what do you think ever happened to? I don't know if it was Dr. Heckle. I think it was Mr. Jive.
He left the band.
He split.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was had enough of Dr. Heckle.
I don't know. 12 years ago. 15 years ago. I wonder what happened.
The guy was a little heavy. I thought maybe he had a heart attack or something.
Was that like a Men at Work cover band? Or?
No.
It was a cover band.
It was a cover band.
Kind of.
Because that was like one of my favorite Men at Work songs.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jive?
Yeah.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. We gave him a lot of heckling.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Hey, man, I kicked ass at his this trivia game.
Yeah.
That was a good game, I thought.
That was a good game. It was fun.
Basically, the game was that they play a TV theme song, and you have to guess it. Whoever guesses it first gets a free drink.
How'd you double up on that, man?
Fat fingers.
Sausage paws you got, a meat paw you got.
Anyway, talking about the albinos, you know they're hunted in Africa?
Yeah, I heard that.
Certain countries in Africa, they're hunted.
It's good eating.
Yeah, I think they eat them.
They sell parts of them for money. They're supposed to be like good money luck.
Like people?
Yeah.
Albino people?
You have to like hide. Yeah. Like they will get you and like sell you. They'll really? Kill you and sell you.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I saw a documentary with this one woman. She was talking about like she had an albino daughter and then someone comes through the window and basically, because they think if you eat an albino, you'll get some type of magical property. So they hack off her arm quickly. And then try to stick it in their mouth while they jump back out the window.
Yeah, just it's like, insane. That's like now.
Wow.
People are like, oh, it's hot out. My air conditioner's not working
right.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
It's like, dude, how would you like if someone jumped in and like ate your kid?
Yeah, right.
Or arm.
My air conditioner's not working. Somebody get me an albino.
They fix everything with albinos.
Albinos are known for their mechanical prowess.
It's like, my hair's thinning up on top. What should I do, doctor? I'll eat two albinos and call me in the morning.
This is prescription for everything.
You have to eat at least two albino scalps.
It's insane. It is supposed to be some magical power, but they're
advice?
Hunted. Now, I heard of someone talking about it on like NPR or something. The documentary I think Brendan was talking about, actually.
Because I remember talking about Vice, and they talked about eating people there.
White skin, red.
Wasn't it in, was that not Algeria? Not Algeria.
No, they talked, that was the Liberia one.
Liberia, yeah.
Did you see that one, Brendan?
No.
Dude, that's worth checking out.
Let's check that out.
They overthrow the president.
That's right.
And then eat him.
Awesome. Yeah, why not? Why are you there?
Fucking ate him. It's like crazy, but it's real. Like it's not like I'm like being funny about it. Like, they really did that, and then like
hungry. They let all this good meat go to waste.
It's insane. They have like this nice beach, and no one can go on it because they all poop on it. Like the mayor poops on it and stuff. Like everyone just shits on it. I don't know. It's like the weirdest documentary. You watch it, you're just like, this is like another planet. It's another planet.
I so hope he did like a press conference from there one day.
Just took a dump.
With a very, very short podium, because it was like the pooping podium.
Yeah, it's totally nuts. And then like they interview General Buck Naked. He fights totally nude. It's totally insane, dude. Like, it's crazy. He's killed, like, so many people. It's insane.
Isn't that meant to intimidate, like, the people you go up against? Because, like, if you're naked, they're like, oh, he's got nothing to lose. Like, he's not hiding anything.
Dude, they're like wild. Anything. They're wild crazy. Like, I guess it was something like they all kill babies and drink their blood and then run naked into battle and shit. Like, it's crazy. It's an awesome documentary if you watch it.
I have to see it.
If you look up Vice documentary on Liberia, that one's kick-ass. And the one on North Korea is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
When he goes to North. Before, they were the ones that sent Who's a basketball dude? Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
They sent him.
Oh,
the
really?
Second time. They're the ones that actually sent him to North Korea.
I saw the documentary that had Dennis Rodman, and he's talking about going to North Korea. I just couldn't, as soon as he started crying, I'm like, no, I'm turning this off.
This is crazy, The guy literally has slave labor camps. Not Dennis Rodman.
Right, of course.
Kim Jong-un or whatever.
Kim Jong-un. I saw a thing this week that, like, this... It's rare to get interviews with people that defect, because they're so petrified of North Korea that they just won't talk.
Yeah,
like they just stay in hiding. But this dude had only been out; he'd been out less than a year, and he did an interview and he was like, I forget how old he was, but he was at least alive during. He was in like his, I don't know. He was alive during Kim Jong Il's reign.
Oh, gotcha.
Was Kim Jong Un's father.
Okay,
and he was like, this dude isn't going to last. Like, it's so bad there, and, you know, he, like, people really don't believe in him and shit, and he's like, he's going to wind up dead pretty soon. Like, they're going to kill him. It's not like they're going to be free then, but
they'll overthrow
him. They're going to kill him.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
Like the military will overthrow him.
Yeah, it'll be a military coup or something like
that. I think the one thing was, like, you're not allowed to stop applauding. The first person who stops applauding gets killed, executed. So, like, they applaud forever. So, like, you'll do a speech, and then no one will stop applauding and smiling. Wow. If you're the first one to stop and they catch you, they kill you. It's, like, totally, it's, like, the craziest.
Wow.
That was a gimme for Chris.
No. I saw a thing that, like, they have some, they're Vietnamese and they're North Korean names, so I can't pronounce it, but it's like that Nak Dong Bang band, which was like a girl pop band.
Right.
And they just like, they were like the most popular thing on Korean national television and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they just stopped appearing. And like a couple days later, like the Peng Wang Wang band showed up and they were like, these are the most popular people in North Korea. And they're like, well, what the fuck happened to the other
new
people?
One.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that was the documentary. Like, they go to this like store. They're like, this is a typical North Korean store. It was like a fake store.
Oh,
like,
really?
No one had ever been in it, and everything was like stacked like perfect, but it was like old fake looking products.
Yeah, they did that in the movie The Interview.
Yeah, that's real. That stuff is real. That's probably the one where they go to North Korea and they got threatened.
Yeah, they like make it seem like it's a normal town and. He goes in to buy some fruit or something like that. He's like, this is styrofoam.
Yeah, that's what they do. They literally do that. It's like
a wax
crazy.
Apple.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
Hilarious to us, not to them, probably.
No.
So they live in a slave labor camp. It's like crazy. It's totally nuts. Anyway, on a lighter note.
On a lighter note, what do we got?
Deaths this week.
Well, yeah, a lot of people died this week.
So, yeah, we should pay our respects. We missed last week, how do you say that?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
The other last week.
The other last week.
The previous
new movie.
Fortnite.
Last Fortnite. Last Fortnite on All Right Already. Scott got angry at Mike.
Did he?
No, I'm trying to pretend like I do a recap.
I was like, was I drunk? I don't remember that.
I'm ripping off the Harmontown D&D.
Yeah.
They do like last time on...
On Harmontown.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, yeah.
Roddy Roddy.
Last fortnight, we missed Roddy Roddy Piper, man.
Absolutely,
rest
man.
In peace.
Sad.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Big time, dude. Piper's
Absolutely.
Pit. Hot Rod, man.
Piper's Pit. Hot Rod. I remember he smashed an apple on somebody's face right in front of Piper's Pit. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
no, anybody remember that?
He's definitely my favorite wrestler.
He was like
time.
Eating an apple and then smashed it on the guy's face.
And all the awesome movies he made.
Yeah.
As an actor.
I was going to say I didn't really follow his acting. Well, his wrestling career, but his acting career I thought was good.
They Live. Had the best fight scene ever.
Hell Comes to Frogtown,
yeah.
They Live has the 15-minute fight scene.
I think
where
that's showing it short, man. I think it's more like 25 minutes.
It's Lou Gossett Jr.?
No.
Keith
David.
Gossett Jr.
Awesome.
It's not Iron Eagle, man.
Yeah. And he actually uses wrestling moves. It's just brilliant.
Oh, yeah, man. He suplexes him.
Yeah.
Just put on the glasses, dude. This guy is suplexing you.
Put on the fucking glasses.
That was all-time best scenes.
Yeah.
They Live is an amazing movie.
Oh, They Live is a great
in
movie.
And of itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Great message.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brilliant message.
It's kind of true, though. There could be aliens among us. Obey. You look at money, it says, this is your God.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Word.
I don't know about an interstellar, like, space platform in the middle of, like, the city. Like, right. In the warehouse.
Right.
That was a great movie. I don't know if anybody caught the Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Rowdy Roddy Piper was on it.
No, I didn't.
As a pro wrestler.
I did see that one, yes. He's living out of his car.
It's one of the funniest ones I've ever seen. The guy, like, he's like on the phone. The guy rips him off for like $15. He's like, I'm going to come down there and fucking kill you. He goes crazy. Like, he runs pretty hot. And then they're like, why does he have all this so many, like, he's like cans of acorns in his car. And he's like, I'm not even doing it justice. Like, if you get a chance to watch that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's awesome.
He's one of the greatest, man. He's one of the greatest wrestlers of all. There's a question, at least that I can remember seeing. Like, him, like, I always wanted to, you know, I was rooting for the guy, man.
Rowdy Roddy. I'll never forget WrestleMania 25. Was it 25? WrestleMania 25. Jericho calls out, like, all the old school guys, like Snuka.
Right.
Steamboat. Rowdy Roddy. Yeah. And, wait, what did he call out? I might be lying now. I say I'll never forget, but I might be not telling the truth.
I'll never forget because I never knew that.
I never watched it. No, it was Rowdy Roddy, Steamboat, Snuka, and then their manager was Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair. Oh.
Woo! Nice. Yeah.
Speaking about wrestling, do anybody hear about...
it was Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
I remember you sent a text about that.
He implicated himself in a murder of his wife.
Yeah, like 20 years ago or something.
Over 83 or something.
Yeah, they picked him up.
Wait, how did he implicate himself?
Because he did a biography and it didn't match up with the story that he told the police.
Okay. What an idiot.
Well,
did he do his move on her? Where he jumps off the ropes and is throwing the horns?
That's how he did it.
What was his move? It was Snuka Splash or something?
Something.
I don't know.
Imagine that the police are like, there's only one way this woman could have had her neck broken. A pile driver.
Yeah, forensics were all over it.
Yeah, the CSI people are like, I know that bone break. Yeah. That is a DDT from Jake the Snake Roberts.
No.
Someone pick up.
Yeah.
Wait, we found some spandex in her wound cut.
So what happened when Jericho called out, not to go back, what happened when he called out all the old dudes?
I knew you cared.
Who cares?
No, it does matter. He beat the shit out of them.
Did he?
Jericho beat the fuck out of all of them.
Really?
Including Ric Flair. Ric Flair was like, what? Oh, woo! Like, oh my God, you got him. Like, he threw him out of the ring. But it was right when The Wrestler came out.
Oh, okay.
Mickey Rourke was in the audience.
Oh, so Ricky Rourke.
And he's watching, getting all fired up. Well, as much as he does. And then climbs in the ring, and then he squares off with Jericho, and then just punches him in the face.
Oh, nice.
He didn't really wrestle him, I gotcha. But knocks him out, of course.
And right.
It'd be awesome if he breaks Mickey Rourke's neck. Like, gives him a code breaker.
Gives him a ram jam.
But no, that was probably one of the greatest WrestleManias I've ever seen.
So
but,
Mickey Rourke, he did a stint in like wrestling as well?
Yeah, did that movie, The Wrestler.
Oh, no, The Wrestler. Yeah. That was a great film.
But he went to, I'm sorry, he did like professional wrestling training for that movie, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And boxing.
I think he actually was a boxer.
Yeah, he can actually box.
He went over to Russia to be a boxer, like just recently. He was like 50-something, he won the fight.
Yeah. And I heard like afterwards he actually had to get a bunch of plastic surgery because he wanted to get back into acting. And it's like he was a pretty boy. He just had to fix his face up because it was like this hamburger.
He's somebody that looks like really weird, man.
He's an odd dude, man. Definitely.
I love him as Marv in Sin City.
Oh, great, perfect. Great role.
Perfect for him.
But if you watch like old style, like what, not 9½, well, 9½ weeks, but before it? Like what's the one, Angel Heart or something?
Oh, yes. Angel Heart. Yeah. Yep.
Dude, he's like a different person.
Yeah.
Even in the Bukowski movie. What's that one?
Barfly.
Barfly. Yeah. He's like a totally different person.
Well, yeah, he's like James Dean looking.
Yeah.
He's really handsome.
He really is, Chris.
Hey, he's dreamy. He's my man crush Monday.
But then, you know, I guess like boxing and whatnot really smashed up his face. Yeah. So,
well, it probably did something to his head as well. Like,
oldness. Probably his oldness.
Yeah.
So yeah, Roddy Piper, man.
Rod.
Next up on the cadaver slab is
the master of horror, Wes Craven.
What are you wishing for, John?
As you wish. I wish Wes Craven could still make movies.
He pops right out of the fucking closet.
All thrown into this movie and are like dismembered and shit, and because it's Wishmaster, he never gives you really a good wish.
Wishmaster 23. John's demise.
It never ends.
He gave up at like Wishmaster 1. Wishmaster 1 has Robert Englund in it.
Oh, is it really?
He runs the wax museum. Yeah. It's like a real movie. And then it's not.
Right. You know? Yeah. But he did some great stuff we were talking about earlier.
People Under the Stairs.
People Under the Stairs, Serpent and Rainbow.
Both versions. The 70s version and the newer version were both Wes Craven.
Mm. You're saying Last House on the Left.
I said Last House on the Left.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
Didn't they remake that, too?
No. I think they might. No. They were going to. That was like actually in his upcoming events he was going to do.
Oh, was it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then Last House on the Left, he did both.
Yes.
People Under the Stairs, highly underrated, I feel like. Oh, yeah. I thought that's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
That was really good. Nightmare on Elm Street 1 is badass.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Did he do the rest or just the first one?
Just the first one.
Just like Wishmaster. Yeah. He just plants the seed and lets everyone else ruin it.
Yeah, right. Serpent and the Rainbow is a great movie.
And he was
wonderful.
He did Serpent and the Rainbow?
Yeah.
That's a crazy movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
You never hear about that movie ever.
It's a great movie.
Don't
though.
Bury me. I'm not dead.
Is Bill Pullman in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I remember him on the cover of the VHS box.
Yes.
Yeah, what else did Wes Craven do? Scream?
Yeah.
Hills Have Eyes.
Hills Have Eyes.
Swamp Thing.
Fact Checker.
Oh, I love Swamp Thing.
He gave that up, man.
I got too much shit going on here.
I heard he was halfway through his newest movie when he passed.
What was it?
Sleep Fuckers.
Oh, what? I thought it was My Gay Ass.
He was having strokes while he was doing it. I'm going to call this Sleep
Fucker.
What's it about?
My Gay Ass.
He was putting the finishing touches on his script.
Sleep My Gay Fuckers. Ass.
But Wes, you're a genius. We're going to go with it. No matter what, here's a bunch of money.
That's awesome.
It's a shame, though.
I didn't know that. He was the executive producer on Feast, the movie that came out of Project
Chris?
Greenlight.
What's that?
Feast.
Oh, yeah. It was a great one.
Feast 2 and 3, not so... They're okay, but...
Yeah, I only watched the first
one. Yeah.
I don't think I saw the first one.
Dude, oh, it's worth it.
It's awesome. Henry Rollins is in it.
Oh, well, then of course I want to watch it.
They're actually, I'm sorry, they're bringing back Project Greenlight. It's going to be on HBO.
I did see that.
Yeah.
It's got Balthazar Getty, Jason Mewes.
Feast. Feast, yeah. I haven't seen that for a while. It's a crazy scene with the alien.
Yeah.
The little alien monster.
Like all the character introduction. Like they freeze frame it and then they like do like some typing on the screen and this is your hero.
That usually means it's a good movie. Seriously, how many movies are like that are bad though? Like,
I love that shit. I love it when they do like type stuff on the screen.
Yeah,
like good character introduction.
Exactly, you're saying. Like that's a good one. Like
Tony Scott does a lot of stuff like that too.
I don't know
Tony
the American Scott. Name for it. It's in Australia they call it. Welcome to the Jungle. It's got The Rock.
Oh, we talked about that. It's The Rundown.
Do they do that? Like intro to the characters?
When he comes into the nightclub and he's going up against those football players, they write down the stats of the football players and then they do the stats.
Exactly. Yeah, that means it's good. Like Guy Ritchie movies typically are like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
They start up like that and you're like, oh, that's who that, and they tell you who all the characters are.
Speaking of which, are they going to do a Sherlock Holmes 3?
No, I think...
I never saw any of them. Were they good?
Oh, yeah. The first one's really good.
Yeah, I thought the second one's great, really too.
Yeah, I thought they were
good. Yeah, no, great. I didn't hate the second one. I think that... what's his name?
Downey.
No, not Downey. The guy that plays Moriarty.
I don't know.
I think it...
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's... Jared Harris is fucking great as Moriarty. It sucks that... The way they did it, it's the way Sherlock Holmes is supposed to die. So, I don't know if they'll do another one.
Yeah, but he didn't die. Spoiler alert, but...
Well, no, it's technically, at the end there, they had the little oxygen thing or whatever. And then
he didn't die, spoiler alert.
Right.
It's reversed.
Yeah, right?
He's typing in the diary about, or Watson is, and then
right,
it says the end, and then he backs it up and then puts a question mark.
Right. I'd like him to do another one. Yeah, it's very good. I mean, I like both of them. I definitely like both.
I'd like to see that, whatever. The Holmes, the movie that...
Oh, it's Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen's doing? Yeah, that looks interesting.
Oh, that's out now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I'd like to see it.
What's up, Holmes?
I don't think it's that type of Holmes.
That's straight out of Compton.
I don't think it's that one.
Yo, I propose that we do one of those things with the character intros for All Right Already.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Put it on the site.
Gag, man. No one's going to... Oh, put it on the site.
On the website. How cool would that
be? Every time we intro, yeah.
We could do a rap.
We did those already, though, man. No. Is it time for new ones?
It'd be cool to do...
40 episodes coming up, man. You know? I mean,
I'll shoot an email to Guy Ritchie's Instagram, see if he'll do it.
Yeah. Word. I'll hit him up on Twitter.
Guy Ritchie will do it.
I'll hit him up on Twitter and see what's up.
Hit him up on Twitter, dude. What if he did?
What, you want to do a character introduction and like post it on Facebook?
All of us will have character introductions, like cool splash.
Oh, like a whatever, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Exactly. Yeah, like that style. Like, how cool would that be?
What about if we made some products like scratch and sniff stickers? Oh, you used to love those things.
Oh, gross! I got Chris.
Wait, scratch his balls. Oh man!
Out of all you guys, I smell the best.
Yeah. I doubt that.
What?
I don't know about that, man.
I wear cologne shit sometimes.
I wear cologne too.
What do you rock? What do you rock cologne wise?
What the hell is Acqua di Gio?
Oh yeah, I thought you were more like a Charlotte
or Armani Code.
Oh yeah. Oh nice. Shit! Well, snap. Oh,
I always wear cologne too.
What are you rocking?
Really?
What are you rocking?
Tricar.
Nah, right now I got a weird one. I used to
Aqua Velva,
Stetson,
Brute. No.
Brute.
No.
Yeah. Jupe. I like Jupe.
I was using Brute Aftershave actually recently. I like right now I have a bottle of David Beckham cologne or something. It's all right. It's okay.
Nothing to write home about.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, did Jack?
Oh, you know what? That actually brings up something.
What?
John, if you go out west, where Costco is allowed to sell booze, they will sell you an entire barrel full of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
What's the price? Remember we were talking about
this? Yeah, we were.
Oh, okay. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was like $10,000.
It was $8,500. Fuck. Yeah. We
cheaper
talked about
at Costco.
This?
Yeah, yeah. We all had the kitchen.
Talked about this.
Yeah, Allie was here.
Oh, well, okay. I was drunk that night.
Oh.
But I want a barrel. It would be awesome to have a barrel of Jack Daniels.
No shit, dude.
But what? How do you tap it? Like, what?
Cares.
You need a bung tap.
A bung tap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full-on barrel. It's like
I'd love to get a barrel of Jameson, man. That'd be picture I great. Saw.
That probably. Well, I think the Jack Daniels barrel is probably Gentleman's Jack, right?
I don't know.
It's something more. I found a replacement bourbon, by the way.
What'd you find?
I tried Evan Williams.
You weren't into
Ezra
that.
Brooks.
Uh-huh.
Ezra Brooks was like $12.
Bankers
Dog
Club.
Shit.
Bankers
Dog
Club.
Shit.
Bankers Club. Right.
No. Old Crow, dude. Under 10. God. It's $9. And it's good. I like it.
Wow.
Scott. The other shit was dog crap.
I was going to say.
Have you ever.
It'd probably be easy for you to get a barrel of Jameson, because if you watch the commercials, they're usually pretty clumsy and they're like,
they lose one over the, shit over the place.
Off the train, off the ship.
That'd be fucking awesome. Really? You're drinking Old Crow again, man? Come on, man.
Old Crow and Old German.
I thought you were drinking Old Granddad before.
Too expensive, dude. That's brand name. Yeah,
that was shit. Well, I don't remember what that bottle I got downstairs with the green writing on
Eagle
it.
Eagle Rare? That's Heaven Eagle Hill.
Heaven Hill, yeah.
Heaven Hill was my great uncle's favorite bourbon. He would drink it constantly, like a couple bottles a week.
It's all right.
That's all. I didn't like it.
Are you really rocking that much Jack Daniels where it's cutting into your cost?
I don't know. One a week. So if I cut it in half, I save like $10 a week. Cut lager in half. That's like 12. So that's like 20.
I'd rather cut the lager in half, I think, and take that $10 and put it towards my Jack Daniels.
Times four, 25 times four, $100 a month.
I can count. Boom.
So $100 a month.
Good money.
What does that get you? That gets you like, what, 5 bottles of like Old Crow?
Oh, yeah. 5 bottles of Old Crow, 5 cases of Old German.
So you just do it all on the first day of the month?
Maybe, let's say 110.
Like that first day of the month, just go hit it all up in one shot.
No.
John, you should give Dad's Hat a try.
What's that, beer or liquor?
It's a whiskey. It's a Pennsylvania whiskey.
How much is it?
I'm not sure. I just had it. It's a 90
proof.
I don't
care about
If it's $11, you can forget to count John out.
Ezra Brooks was like, it was like literally like drinking like shoe polish. It sucked. It was so bad.
And drinking Old Crow is better than
Old Crow. Like Old Crow is made by Jim Beam.
I don't know.
It's just leftovers of Jim Beam.
I think I stopped drinking that a long time ago.
You're the one that introduced me to
it. I know
it.
I did. But that was a long time ago.
We're children. Anyway, this doesn't need to be a bourbon.
Don't you think you deserve more now, though? I mean, you're older. I mean,
dude, they don't sell any of the shit I like near me, my new house. Like, they don't have old German. They don't have shit.
You got to drive somewhere for it?
I got to drive back to Hatboro to get old German. It's like they only sell it there.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the big bourbon taste test has been going on for me. So, trying to keep it real, man.
Keep real, it real cheap.
Yeah, real cheap. Real cheap. You know me.
Oh, yes. Now, how many extra hot dogs do you get with saving all that money?
Bought a 24-pack for $5. Bottom Dollar used to have 8 packs of hot dog. Hot dog 8-pack, 29 cents, the one deal was.
What?
29 cents for 8 hot dogs. Gwaltney's.
Dude, Gwaltney's. Even the name.
Yeah, it just sounds bad. Like it's going to kill you.
That's not even like asses and snouts.
That's too good.
The name is gross. Gwaltney's.
That's like, I don't even know what you get. That's like the shavings from the asses and snouts, right?
It's like stomach lining or something.
It's like testicles.
It reminds me when I was growing up.
It's what falls on the floor after Scrapple.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me when I was growing up. Like, Mum would go to Gennardi's and stuff like that. And she goes, yeah, I've got this really good like spaghetti sauce. I'm like, why is it kind of pink and translucent looking? She goes, you just got to add a few things. And like, I'm like what? Like, well, you know, like a can of tomatoes, some carrots, some, you know.
Everything.
You know, celery. I'm like... Well, it's starting to cost a lot of money now. It's not saving you money. You just get flour and water and thicken whatever you're using. You know?
It's true. Generics have gotten better, though, over the years, I have to say.
Yeah.
I remember, like, why pay more ketchup? Like, when you were a kid?
No.
No one remembers that.
Like cats up?
It said cats up. But do you remember this, like, why pay more?
No.
Brand?
No.
It was liquid. Like, it wasn't even... There was no viscousness to the ketchup.
No viscosity. You know
what I mean? It's like tomato oil.
It's like oil. It was like they just had the extra ketchup oil and put it in a bottle. And you like put it on like a hamburger, and you're like, ugh, gross.
It's what's left. It's what fell off on the floor. It's what
I knew about the liquidy ketchup, but that's just because my mom was cheap as shit, and anytime there was like a third of a bottle left, she would just add water until there was a half.
Oh man, yeah, that's awful.
And
ketchup.
We were like, "You can't do that!" Like all of us kids were like, "Just stop it!"
Yeah, you gotta stop.
Did she really do?
Oh yeah, man! Everything: ketchup, mustard,
pasta sauce. You can do that, but
everything she would water it down.
Doing that to pasta sauce too, man.
I do it with pasta sauce. Yeah. I put water in there, just get every last bit out of it.
I said hot dog flavored rice, man. How's that doing?
Gwaltney flavor.
No, kids, you'll love it. Don't worry about it.
Gwaltney's hot dog rice. You're surprised somebody doesn't do that.
No buns. I want to keep each meal under a nickel. No buns. You could have a thimble filled with soda.
A thimble.
No buns. What do you want, Daddy drinking Evan Williams? Won't that happen again?
Happen again.
You know he's mean on that.
So now that the school season kicked in, do you just don't even buy them lunch meat? You buy like the butt ends of the meat?
No, we get whatever the cheapest ham, cheapest.
Some bologna.
Yeah. Well, we don't do bologna. We do ham, turkey.
Oh, okay.
At least nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
No cheese.
We get cheese. Whatever's on sale. Usually there's a sale. You say, like, what's the cheapest ham you got? And they'd be like, this one.
Gwaltney's.
Say, right, yeah, Gwaltney's ham.
Gwaltney's. We can get Gwaltney's anything.
We touched on this. The bottom dollar stuff. We did touch on this a while ago. But it was like the My Essentials cola. Your essential cola. My Essentials.
Yeah, essential.
And they had like...
John's going to go to the like fucking emergency room. He's like, what's the cheapest blood you got? We got Gwaltney's.
Gwaltney's blood. It's a ground up pack of hot dogs. And some Gwaltney's ketchup.
Oh, man. this transfusion is cheaper if you get pig blood. Way cheaper.
Pig blood.
John's like, I don't know why your medicines are so expensive. Mine's so cheap.
Yeah.
I got my Gwaltney's.
Yeah. Gwaltney's pork is a guaranteed universal donor.
Oh. I'm not going to mention his name, but I'll just say I have a friend, and then what he used to do is like, yeah, you know, you can get like industrial size like prescription medication for like 10% of the cost. This was in Australia.
Oh,
like where do you go to get that stuff? He goes, well, a lot of people don't know that a lot of the medication they make for animals, so you go to a really good like veterinarian, and you can buy that medication and use it for yourself. I'm like, but it's not great for human consumption. He goes, ah, oh, it's the same stuff, Brendan. It doesn't matter. He goes, and the pills are bigger because they're made for horses. So, you know, you don't need as much.
More bang for your buck, yeah. That happened to Kramer on Seinfeld. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Where you went to the vet and they give him dog medicine.
Because the dog had the same symptoms as he did.
The dog had the same symptoms as him. So, yeah, don't cut corners with blood transfusions.
Is that the lesson there?
Yeah, don't do it.
Medical advice from all right.
Medical advice from Captain Frugality. Yeah.
It's a one to grow on. Hey, guys, enough. All right already. Don't go cheap on your blood transfusions. So, yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about? Wes Craven?
Wes Craven.
Yes.
Yeah, Wes Craven's gone.
Yeah,
so, not sucks, forgotten. Man. Not forgotten.
Definitely not.
So Halloween's coming up. You got your costumes picked out.
Are you going as Elsa this year?
I don't have a costume picked out.
No,
Chris, what are you dressing as?
My idea got shot down.
What was it?
I was gonna have my daughter dress up as Rocket Raccoon, and I was gonna be Drax.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Dude, why don't you do that?
Really? That's cool. Cool.
And then Lindsay be the
Gamora.
Girl.
Yeah, yeah. The whole idea. And she's like, no, and she's kind of have a cute. I was like, all right, fine. So
what's not cute about a raccoon costume?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be an elephant. Okay. She said, next year I can pick the costume.
There you go.
So she'll be walking
she
around.
Get that on tape?
What's up? Yeah.
I already got it on record.
So, oh, no. Why don't you dress up as Boba Fett? No, wait.
Boba Fett?
And then... and then...
He said, like, damn. Boba Fett's older brother didn't amount to anything.
Who's the big slug guy in Star Wars?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. And you can dress Ophelia up as, like Princess Leia, like on a little chain.
Well, that's a little creepy, man.
I thought you were going to say the little creature.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, if anything, I was going to do, I was going to be Big Daddy and she's going to be Hit Girl.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, there
Kick
you go.
Ass.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
That first one's fucking brutal, man.
I never saw the second one. The first one was great.
Wow.
Second one was like, meh. It was good, but...
It wasn't as good as the first one.
No, not even close. First one was...
Reminded me a lot of Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
Yeah, same style.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. Very cool. I love both of them.
Scott Pilgrim's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
That does the same thing with like the writing on the character introduction.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know it's a good movie.
Yeah, you know it is.
Scott, what are you dressing up as for Halloween? What are your kids dressing up as?
I don't know yet, actually. They haven't picked.
That's kind of early.
Well,
it's only 2 months away.
Well, we were talking about the other day. I think we'll probably hammer it out on Saturday.
I think I'm going to dress my youngest like the Hulk.
Yeah.
We were talking about painting her green. Put like purple pants on her.
Nice. That'd be awesome.
She's got like really blonde hair. It'd be really funny looking. Like, see like this green baby.
Just get a bucket and... Put some green Kool-Aid and just dunk her in it.
Maybe, yeah.
I was going to say, avoid the Gwaltney's brand body paint.
You cannot show her what
it's
ever going to come
off.
It's
eerily similar to their wall paint.
Actually, you should dress them up as Juggalos.
As Juggalos?
The Gwaltney's, awesome. The Gwaltney's body dye.
Now without hives.
Nah, I think if I take my daughter out, I mean, she can't even eat the candy, but we'll probably do like three houses.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, you got to go. You'll like it. It'll be fun.
It's fun. Even if you don't dress, I mean, if you want to, I don't dress up normally, and we just take the kids out. It's a blast.
Yeah.
My new neighborhood, we're going to kill it, man. There's tons of houses right there, so we'll just go right through.
Give me some candy, motherfucker.
Give me some candy.
Trick or treat, bitch.
Hatboro.
Yeah. You know where I'm from,
awful,
son?
Awful.
You should make your kids go as NWA.
As NWA.
That would be awesome. That would be hilarious, actually. got three, so it's got to be like a group of three of something.
OWA.
Three Stooges.
O's with attitude.
OWA.
That'd be funny.
Three Stooges or the Pep Boys or...
Three Stooges.
That would actually be hilarious.
That'd be funny.
Who would be Larry?
Can't be you.
No. Nora.
Nora could be Larry.
Larry, Frank would be
Curly.
Does look like Curly a little bit.
Actually, I remember the one here, Super Bowl, like you said his hair was like not growing in right.
It's growing in like Jason Voorhees. Yeah. That's why I cut it off. It's like wispy in spots.
Jason Voorhees.
You know what I'm talking about? How his hair would like be like long strands here and there. That's what his hair was like. So I buzzed his head. He looked like he was sick. He looked tough, but he looked like he was sick or something.
It's growing in like Jason.
You know what I mean? It's like wispy in spots. It's like patchy.
It's so funny.
We never got to the one topic about the...
Get there.
Ashley Madison, I believe it was. That website.
I know, dude. That's
condemned
crazy.
Condemned a bunch of married men because they were fucking around on their wives.
Fuck, we never talked about that?
No. Okay. We never touched on it.
We had Todd here, so...
Yeah, we got
sidetracked.
And apparently Doylestown was one of the top-rated towns in Bucks County.
Yeah.
For what?
For users.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, like just quantity or quality?
Quantity. I don't think you're rating quality.
Just.
And then I heard something about like question. It was like a bunch of suicides because of that, like ruining people's lives.
It's crazy. Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was funny was when somebody actually started looking through the data that they released and everything, and noticing that like a lot of the females were accounts. They'd made accounts, they'd never put in any credit card information, they'd never logged in, never answered a single post, anything like that. And basically what they figured out is that less than half of 1% of the women, of the female profiles that were on Ashley Madison were actual people. Oh, Ashley Madison really? used to tell their employees to make fake, basically fake things, so men would be like, holy shit, there's like 500 women
makes
in my
sense.
Area.
Makes sense.
And they're all fake.
Hmm. Well, yeah. How did they get away with that? I mean, it was obviously illegal. Or?
The thing is it's like somebody has to step up and sue them, right? You know? And so somebody's got to step up and be like, "Yes, I am an adulterer, and I'm going to go sue someone."
No one's going to do that.
That's how they get away. It's the same way that porno sites get away with, like, right. You know. If they catch you downloading a movie, all of a sudden they want $3,500 or something.
But that can happen. I'm just deleting all that stuff on my computer then.
Jeez, oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah. Who's going to do it?
That's why the porn industry is one of the most aggressive copyright infringement, like legal departments, is with the porn industry. Because nobody wants to be... Right. They make money fucking hand over fist. They make more money off that than they do of selling the goddamn movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard they bottomed out.
The problem they had is that some people did stand up and be like, "Wait a minute, something's not right with this." And they when the government started looking into the people that were doing the lawsuits, a lot of it was like really underhanded shit. And you know that they would like threaten people with shit that they can't do, like, "Oh, we're going to take your fucking house away. We're going to do this. We're going to do that." And that's why they're getting in trouble, is because they did a lot of illegal things to get these things, get the information, because they never thought anybody would come after them. Hmm. And for a long time, nobody did.
Hmm. Plus, the industry changed. Everything's free.
Yeah, everything is free now.
That's,
yeah,
it's mean, like crazy.
It's really not much you can't find for free.
Exactly.
Online. There really isn't. I mean, like Mike always says, 10 minutes, you always find something for everybody, man.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Always something for everybody.
It's insane. Like, they used to, you have control.
Yeah.
You have to go buy a video.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you
go rent
just,
one.
You can't just, yeah.
You can't go rent License to Thrill. You can't go rent Splatman.
It doesn't just appear.
You have to go behind the beads.
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody told me that,
wow. That was loud.
Adult World now has a vape shop in it.
Do they really?
I think somebody did that last week.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Was I even fucking here? I don't remember any of that.
No, we didn't talk about it. Did we?
We definitely did.
No, we glanced over it.
We were going to talk about it, though.
Yeah,
don't look at me, man.
I'm looking at my notes. They're not here.
I thought, yeah, they weren't here.
This is one of those times that I wish this was a visual podcast.
Yes.
John's notes are two pieces of cardboard.
It's a back of a sticker.
It's a back of a sticker with Conan written in big letters for some reason.
Yeah, like, I think all we said was like the porn industry really was going downhill, and they had to switch over to selling tobacco in their next to the jerk off booths.
There's a vape shop in.
Oh, that's funny, man. Yeah.
It makes sense. It's like what, like an oral fixation. So you're sucking on something.
Why are you going to go unless you're going to go buy a gag gift,
sex toys?
Sex toys. And even then, most people will just shop online. For
right,
that
they
shit.
Go for that anyway.
Go to Adam and Eve.
Right, because no one wants to see you get pulled into it. Getting pulled. I mean, I don't care.
I'd almost rather before, go buy the. If I was going to buy sex toys, I almost want to buy it at Adult World and put it online.
Right.
Okay. Nobody knows you bought.
Right. Whatever. Right.
But if it's
then it's kind of like, who gives a shit?
Right. Who
like,
gives whatever. A fuck? At this point, like, does it matter?
Yeah. Exactly.
But if it's a sex toy, don't you want to make sure it's the right size?
Well, it's not like you got to try them out.
You can't.
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess you.
Well, like, you know what? Even if they had a tester, do you want to fucking use it?
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be using it.
Slump it down with some alcohol. You're like, no, this is not working. No. Sorry.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. I just need to test this fleshlight.
Just a fleshlight.
It's pretty
I'm
good.
Undecided between the medium or the alien mother.
Alien mother. Is the fleshlight the weirdest like sex toy it's of really all
weird.
Time?
Oh, no,
it's
dude. There's odd. Way weirder.
No,
I
know there is. I know that. I'm just saying, like, just for, like, you know, hey, man, I got this fleshlight. Oh, man. I can't wait to fuck it later on.
They used to sell it where I worked like 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, down at... okay.
Not downtown, but the Northeast store. Oh, okay. They sold them. And a couple people told me they fucked them.
It's kind of like, you know, like you're, it's an adult version of it. Like, remember when E.T. came out and you used to try to make your finger glow?
You can make the fleshlight glow.
Yeah. Well, I guess your anus or whatever. Where are you going to stick it?
I was actually going to ask, like, with a fleshlight, is it strictly the pussy or is it like... You can get like a mouth to go on it or an ass.
I don't know.
I think you can switch them out.
The different attachments.
I think, because I saw a thing about, like, I remember somewhere on like BuzzFeed or something, I saw a thing about, they had like an alien vagina, which it was like weirdly shaped and shit.
Oh, and is that the one that laid those alien eggs inside women?
No, I have seen that though. That is fucked up.
Yeah. Like, why would you want that in there?
It's a fucking dildo for people that have like a fetish about,
Getting impregnated by
aliens.
Wow.
And it shoots a big fucking silicone egg into the woman.
Yeah.
That's called monostat.
Wow.
It's so weird. And like, Brendan, you've seen the video. Like, they show it and it's like, ugh. It's just like a dildo, and then all of a sudden you see this big thing like forcing its way through the dildo.
Because I was like,
and
wondering,
it just comes spurting out the end. It's disgusting.
Like, how do you get it out afterwards? You squat and like kind of lay it like an egg? Or
I guess you kind of have to. I don't know. I don't know enough about ladies. We need to know how you get an egg out of your uterus.
Wow, this really took an awkward turn.
Yes, it did.
After
yes, it did.
We start with Ashley Madison. Well, anyway, long story short, Ashley Madison was hacked and they released all the names of the people that were trying to cheat or whatever. But it's kind of like, you know, so fucking what? Who cares?
Well, but the big
people
one...
People are going to cheat. People want to fuck.
Care. And the big one, of course, just was that Josh Duggar was on it.
Right, yes. Josh Duggar's on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's he right.
Wore
hip hops.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, because he was like trying to bang his sisters and stuff.
Well, he was the guy that molested four
that's
of his...
That's right.
Molested. Four of his sisters, I think?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the thing is,
19 kids in county.
If you're truly famous, you don't need Ashley Madison.
No, you don't need that.
You know what I mean?
No, you get that whenever.
Yeah. You're somebody that's really famous. Like, you don't need to do shit
you don't
like
need,
that.
No, you're fine. You're A-OK.
Your entire life is pretty much
you're set.
Fucking Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is everyone watching me pour a drink?
You pulled out this weird bag of blood. You were just Mike's, talking about transfusions.
Mike's exactly what I was thinking.
It's like a wine bag.
Gwatney's?
Waltney's.
Waltney's.
Can you imagine that? Do you want to save money on your blood transfusion and get drunk? Well, you've come to the right place.
Get some Gwatney's wine. poor Gwatney's. We're sorry, man, if we... not that they're listening, but...
We support their frugal products.
Yes.
They might be gone. Since they were like main bottom dollar vendor.
Well, no, I think Aldi's still around.
Aldi's and bottom dollar were competitors. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but then Aldi bought a bunch of them.
Yeah, they bought them.
But I think it was like they're brothers. that own the two chains or something, right?
Yeah. No, that's Aldi and Trader Joe's, I think.
Oh, you're right. You're totally right. Yeah, it's Aldi's and Trader Joe's.
They
were
pitting each other.
Aldi's bought all the bottom dollars, and now it's just Aldi's. I didn't like Aldi's as much, to be honest, but...
It's okay.
Was it more expensive at Aldi?
Nah. Bottom dollar, when it first hit the scene, was pretty cheap, but that went up in smoke.
When it dropped.
Yeah. They started raising all the prices on shit. Waltney went up to like 48 cents a pack with dogs.
How can you live on that?
Anyway.
No, seriously, how can you live on that?
How can you survive eating it?
It's probably mostly plastic.
But, people are all fucked up over that Ashley Madison thing being released. So.
Yeah.
Did we have anybody else that's dead?
I don't think we did.
I'm sure we can find more.
Sensitive, but anybody else croak, man? Anybody else check out?
In the music world, I know Lemmy got sick.
Yeah, let's talk Motorhead.
And also Shane McGowan broke his pelvis.
Yeah, because he was trying to do a river dance, apparently.
Yeah.
He was doing a river.
Yeah. If anybody believes that.
Dude, he's just like getting...
So Lemmy's
what do you mean getting?
Lemmy's from Motorhead, and Shane McGowan is from... Pokes.
How old's Lemmy? 60s?
69.
Mid to late? 69. Dude, that guy is like, you cannot, he's unkillable, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, maybe there's more than what I read, but all I read was he did four songs. I think he was in Texas or something.
Yeah, Austin.
Yeah, and he did four songs, and he was just like, I'm sorry, guys, I can't do this. And he left the stage, and apparently that was the third show he had canceled in four nights.
Dude, he's hardcore, man.
Actually, I was reading an article one time about dysphoria, and they actually compared Todd's vocals to Lemmy from Motorhead and Odorous from Gwar, like his vocal stylings.
You could see that.
Well, it's a little raspy, yeah.
Who would you rather be compared to, Odorous Urungus or Lemmy Kilmister?
So I think I'm going Lemmy.
Yeah, me too.
He said like that. The guy was like, that's the two mixed together.
I could see that.
Yeah.
This album that has Ace of Spades, if you've ever listened to the actual...
Oh, yeah, of course. You stoned
it's the only good song is Ace of Spades. Oh, yeah. The rest is like total dog shit.
Their best album is Live at Hammersmith.
A lot of it is covers, honestly.
Yeah. Live at Hammersmith is the shit, dude. Yeah. It's got Bomber, Overkill. It's fucking awesome.
It's got Neasia's face.
Got Neasia's face on it.
I was actually talking to Todd about that. Like, now, like, when a band comes out, that instead of making an album, they just have that one song because of iTunes. So
yeah,
they
pretty
don't
much.
Need an album. So no, they don't. It is just that one song.
People pick and choose anyway.
And they do the soundtrack for a movie called Eat the Rich, which is fucking really good.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, you love that one.
Yeah,
Eat the Rich is very good.
Yeah, it's Lemmy Eat the Rich, got Orgasmatron on it. It's fucking good.
Lemmy was in Citizen Toxie.
He's in Eat the Rich.
And Eat the Rich, yeah. Did you ever see his documentaries? They're on YouTube.
They're freaking cool, man.
I've
seen some of it.
Guy smokes that's the same drinks dude, all day long.
That's the same dude that did the Damn documentary, Wes Warshawski.
Did that come out yet?
Yeah, that's out.
Fuck, we got to go see that.
It's too late. It's August 15th. Gone.
I know. Well, no, I know it's gone, but we can...
When it comes out, we'll find it.
Yeah, we got to check that out. That looked good, man.
I don't know if you're really invited. I don't want to hang with you.
Lemmy still has the greatest... Or like my favorite quote from like a band person, and he's like, "We want to be the kind of band that when we move in next door, your lawn dies."
Yeah,
that's a fucking quote.
Guy's a real mess.
Oh, also,
dude, it's funny, man. Like when you see that in the opening of that documentary, where he's sitting there and he's just playing video games in his apartment.
Yeah, just plays video games, drinking bourbon, and smoking,
and then he goes to the bar.
Yeah.
Oh no, he goes out and he buys a copy of the White Album, the Beatles' White Album on mono.
Right.
Like, I don't know why it has to be a really mono. Weird, it was a really weird copy.
Yeah.
Like, he went down, and then he went to the bar.
Yeah.
Wait, and he buys it every time, or is it just...
No.
It was that day.
It was that day. He's like, you got the White Album on mono.
Yeah, he's just on tour, like, all year.
Yeah.
It just lives like that.
And
it's
he
like
comes back, and it's his life. That's it.
He has no other life. Like, that's what he does. He doesn't, like, even have a house.
Goes to the same bar. No, he has an apartment. Goes to the same bar every day when he's home. That's it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I like Lemmy. Shane McGowan, I think he's losing. He's lost a lot.
Well, yeah, he's slowly.
He's two bottles of gin a day, man. I mean, what are you going to get, man? You're not going to get much else.
Even like 10 years ago, it's just like, dude, come on.
Dude, when they did the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's way worse probably now.
Oh, dude, I'm sure.
Dude, you see pictures of him, and he looks like he has no blood. He's like fucking white as the wall.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. He's bad looking.
Yeah. Shane's had better days.
Yes.
And other music news, Glenn Danzig is going to be on an episode of Portlandia.
Dude, I got to start watching that.
Really?
It's going to be on Portlandia.
Is it really?
Yep.
Portlandia is funny.
I never watched it. But
yeah, like, you like it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I didn't know they were still making episodes of it. I thought they did, like, three seasons or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hit or miss. Some of it's, like, really good, and some are just, like, stupid, but...
I think the guy that wears the glasses, I don't know the actors, but I think they're dressed up like goths.
Oh, that's hilarious. With Danzig?
Danzig's in it, yeah.
Dude, we gotta see that.
Yeah.
We were, Tara and I were in Portland last week for, I had to go out there for a work thing. And her cousin lives out there. We were chatting with her cousin, and we were like, oh, you know, how's shit in this city? And she's like, the population has exploded in, like, the last 4 years. She's like, seriously, it's fucking Portlandia. It's like, nobody likes it around here. Because she's like, it's funny, but now everybody's moving to Portland.
It's supposed to be, like, the coolest spot.
It's fucking great, dude. I would move there in a second.
See?
In a second.
That's why.
If I didn't have you guys here, I would move
there. Too bad you're tied down to All Right Already podcast. We got them under contract, so yeah, you can't go anywhere. Just,
it's cool as shit.
Really?
He'd have to buy out.
He would have to buy out. Not we're buying here. He would have to buy out.
He's going to leave his house.
He's going to leave you guys my house.
To write the house over to
All right, guys. Well, here's my house, and I'll see you later.
Or like, no, I can't give the whole house, just a room. So when just explain to the new tenants.
Just explain to the new tenants. Hey, guys, look, we got to come up here every other Tuesday, all right?
Yeah, we'd be drinking a little bit. Don't worry about it.
That'd be pretty
awesome. Don't come into the room.
Hang on the back porch and listen. Have a pair of pack of Luckies waiting for us.
That's our baby's room. Too bad. It's in the contract.
Not anymore.
One thing I wanted to bring up. I saw a new movie, which was the oldest movie I've seen in like 50 years. And I'm only 40.
That's a real brain-bending explanation.
No, I wanted to see, it's called A Walk in the Woods, and I wanted to see it because Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec is in it. And so I'm like, all right. And then I'm looking at it, and like Nick Offerman's not on the top billing, but it's like the top billing is Robert Redford and Nick Nolte. And I'm like, okay. You know, they're both good actors. And it's like the story of this dude that's like 70, and he's a travel writer. He hasn't done anything in years, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to hike the Appalachian Trail. And so him and some dude that he hasn't seen in fucking 30 years, that used to be one of his travel partners, they start hiking the Appalachian Trail. But it's seriously, like, it's so weird because you watch this movie and it's like it was written in 1970. Like the jokes and stuff.
Oh.
You could totally tell that
it
was written by an old person. It's seriously, Tara and I are in the theater on a Friday night at 7:45. We were the only people in there, like, under 65.
Were they loving it?
Up. Oh, they thought it was hilarious. And I was just like, ugh. And about 35 minutes into it, Tara's like, we can leave if you don't want to watch it.
In 40 years, we'll be watching a movie about, like, friends and shit.
Probably, but...
You know what I mean, though? But, yeah.
Well, that's
so weird. So, a big thumbs down for me. If you're under 65, don't go see Walk in the Woods, because it was not good.
I was kind of wondering about that with, what's it? Guardians of the Galaxy. There was a lot of references to the, like, late 70s and 80s.
Right.
So unless you're like, you know...
It's true.
Like about 40 years plus, you're not going to get a lot of those references. I mean...
Yeah. This wasn't necessarily references. It was just the style of jokes that they had and the way it was written. It was very... Because it's like, you know, it's supposed to be a like one of those, you know, like... Like the hero's journey movies, you know, where they start out or show. I mean, it's like the Iliad or anything like that. Like, I've been writing them for fucking 4,000 years. Where they, like, you know, he's going on a journey and he's going to have, like, a, you know... You know, he's going to discover things about himself along the way, and he's going to meet strange characters, and he's going to have his moment with the gods, and he's going to have his moment with the woman, and he's going to have all these moments. And it was just like, Jesus Christ. You know what? Like they did it. They made Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, what, 15 years ago, which is the exact same fucking movie. There was, it's a hero journey movie. And then this, and I was just like, God, this is fucking terrible. It's so bad.
Did anybody see John Wick?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
It's absolutely terrible.
I did. It was okay, and eventually I was like, I'm so sick of watching Keanu Reeves shoot people in the face.
It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. Over a dog.
He goes on a killing spree because they kill his dog.
Yeah, but it's retarded how everything goes down. It's the it's terrible.
See, I like it. My dad goes, he's like, yeah, we saw this movie. He goes, I went and saw it with my wife. She knows, animal lover. It's like, bad choice.
They snap the dog's neck.
They start off by killing the dog. She wanted to walk out. I was like, you know, I'm like, I get angry when I see stuff like that. I wanted to see the rest of the film, you know.
You see him get revenge.
Yeah. But, yeah, he couldn't. So he's like, yeah, we'll have to go see it again, Brendan. So I need to see this film.
It's not bad. I felt worse for the dog than for his wife who just died. Like, the way they made it in
I didn't care about anybody, honestly. That was awful.
It didn't really make much sense.
That was stupid. It was fucking stupid.
He kills so many people.
Why does he go to the Hitman Hotel?
There's a Hitman Hotel,
Hotel. Yeah. Like, and then he's fighting with people in there, and shooting those people, and then these people shooting at people. It's fucking retarded.
They should do a riffrax of it, where you're like, no, Keanu, come on, you gotta stay undercover.
Yeah, like,
don't go to the Hitman Hotel.
Yeah, I never even thought about the fact there was a Hitman Hotel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It is. It's preposterous.
And, like, everyone knows him, too. Like, and they're all killers.
John Wick, you're back.
I'm thinking I'm back.
Oh, God, that's the only line I saw, and I was just like, dude, Keanu, you just can't do that. Like, you don't have the marbles to get away with giving that line.
He kills so many people in that movie. By the end, though, I was just like,
people are just
God,
running into the bullets, though. That's the best part. They literally are. I mean, like, it's like, boom, there's a guy over here, and it's like, he's running right at him, and it's like, boom. It's like, oh, let me run into this bullet, and I'll catch it. It'll be awesome.
Wait a minute, the bullets come out of his gun?
Yeah, it's just dumb. It's so dumb.
He kills, like, 20 people in his house.
And T-Nice told me, he's like, dude, I'm telling you, it's stupid. Don't watch it. And I'm like, I gotta see it.
It wasn't awful.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty
okay
bad.
For what it was.
It was pretty bad.
It's not like a spiritual journey, like Mike was talking about. It's just watch people get killed.
It's just bad.
So, it's just bad. Mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
Thumbs.
It's the Wishmaster 4, I guess, if that's what you want to say. Yeah. I don't know.
So, mixed reactions to John Wick.
That would be good.
More like John Suck. That's what it should be called, because it's terrible.
If you had Keanu Reeves, it's like in Wishmaster 5. What's your wish?
He might be. He might be.
What's your wish?
I wish you could act better. You'll regret that.
I wish I could act better.
As you wish, Keanu. I wish I could act better.
Don't do it, Keanu. You released the djinn.
I wish I was back.
Well, here's your movie. It's called John Wick.
I wish I was back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
That's right. Two wishes, yeah. Keanu. Yeah.
There's your movie. It has a Hitman Hotel in it. You can stay in it. It's safe grounds for all Hitmen.
Safe grounds, except for when, like, somebody comes in and wants to shoot you. That's not safe anymore.
Except for everyone.
It's a retarded premise.
It's so stupid. I just watched it. I'm like, of course there's a Hitman Hotel.
Unless somebody comes along with a very stupid premise, you're safe here.
What's funny is the one dude from The Wire's in it.
Yeah.
And I'm right, like, dude, what are you doing in this movie, man? You're in the fucking Wire.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's money.
The captain,
it's
so is the money. Neighbor.
Remember he's in Fringe, too.
Yeah, that guy, but then the other black guy that's in it. He's
Omar. The detective.
No, not Omar. Omar
the detective. Omar's entrapped in the closet.
Yeah. Omar don't scare, dude. Omar don't scare.
Well, someone told me that the reason why actors do films like that is because the IRS...
The payday's huge?
Well, no, the IRS gets on their back and said, look, you haven't been paying taxes in a while. You better make a film because you owe us money. So then, they just go, like someone comes up to them like, yeah, we'll give you this money to do this film. Yeah, I'll do it. Do you want to know what the role is? No, it doesn't matter.
It can't be hard. It's not like a tough job.
It's the shittiest movie of all time. That's good. I'll be in. How much can you give me?
Oh, okay, you could give me a ton of money to pretend for a little bit. I'll do it. Exactly. That's cool. Let me pretend to be
this
guy.
Let me get into this character.
Yeah.
What's my motivation?
What do you mean to pretend?
I'm
going to
get paid a lot of money. That's my motivation.
It's awesome.
Exactly. You know, you can make your quality art pieces, but sometimes you got to pay the bills.
Yes.
Too true.
Word. I don't know if you guys remember that that Kung Fury.
It's out. I never watched it.
No, it's out.
Kung Fury? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's it was the one with the Hasselhoff, like, did a video for. But
oh, yeah.
Don't hassle the Hoff, man.
Never watched it.
I never watched it either.
We're all, like, psyched. We're like, yeah, it's coming out. That's pretty cool. They did a, like, fundraiser to get the money and all that.
It's probably on YouTube.
Brendan was going to be an actor in it, but he never followed through.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Were you going to be?
Yeah, I was going to try.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I was going to try.
Never quite made it. No, I still want to be, like, on my bucket list is, I want to be an extra in a Star Trek film as one of the going away teams where, like, you know, they go on the planet, they get killed straight away to prove how serious the situation is.
Yeah.
So I want to do that.
You want to be a red shirt.
Yeah, red shirt, basically.
You could be a trauma.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. If I could get in trauma as an extra, that would be good.
I bet if you just sent an email asking to do it, you could
do
it. I bet if you just asked them, they'd probably let you do it.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, you'll do it? And just be like, I'll do it for free. I don't care.
I'll do it for free. Yeah, can I get one of the main roles? Yeah. We've already put you in the main role. Don't worry about it.
You're Sergeant Kabuki, man.
Can I get a script? Well, we don't really have
scripts. There isn't a script. Yeah. I think just react.
I really wanted Sergeant Kabuki Man to be so much more than it was.
The movie?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Really? I thought it was great.
It's no John Wick.
The original Sergeant Kabuki Man, I mean, like, the ad's hilarious. He's like, I'm eating a dead fish and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
As he's turning into Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Right.
But he's much better in, like, Citizen Toxie.
Yes.
Kabuki Man's the bomb in that movie.
But I think we talked about it before, but Lloyd Kaufman was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was, yep. Mm.
Little cameo appearance.
Who's Lloyd Kaufman?
That's the dude from Troma. Really?
He's the owner of Troma.
Oh, why?
He makes all the movies.
And there's, like, the prison scene where they're all walking in.
Yeah.
And, like, he's up on the balcony. He's like, yeah, get her.
Okay.
Have they done any new Troma films recently?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I think that might be an age that has kind of passed at this point.
Terra Firma. Tromeo and Juliet.
Yeah, they would have been...
Troma's War.
Troma's War was right when they were about to hit their stride.
Troma's War was like their opus.
No. I think they're still learning. They still had money, actually, at Troma's War.
Yeah.
It's when they became, like, super low budget, but, like, funny.
Yeah, because they had a huge budget.
Super low budget.
They used that car crash scene over and over from Sergeant Kabuki Man. There's a part where, like, a Lincoln Continental blows up on the street. And they use it in every movie afterwards.
It's like the Wilhelm scream of Troma movies.
It's like the Wilhelm scream. It really is. It's, like, super funny.
Sam Raimi always uses Delta 88 in every movie. Like in Spider-Man, it was Uncle Ben's car.
Yes.
It was Ash's car in Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Like that guy.
Oh,
it was Kate Blanchett's car in The Gift.
Have you ever seen a American Graffiti? On, like, one of the license plates on the car has actually got the other film that he directed, THX
1138. Yeah. That was Lucas's first one.
Yes.
Yeah, because, like, I was watching that, and I'm like, oh, okay. It can't be.
Well, he does that in a lot of, like, even Indiana Jones. Like, if you look at some of the crates, it says 138. Like, 138 is in a lot of movies that Lucas did.
Okay. I did like that film, though. I thought that was brilliant.
It's in the biz, it's called an Easter egg.
Okay.
There's a fact checker.
Thank you, fact Hollywood checker. Reporter.
All right, I think it's almost time for
it's time.
Yeah, man.
Wow, could be. Well, not quite yet. We got to do some sound effects
real
first,
quick.
He's got to get to his quota.
Yeah.
Last week, I got a lot of flack for my wallet. I got
holy
a
fresh, shit!
I found this. It's an old wallet I had.
Wow, John's wallet is literally like half the size.
Half the size.
Ooh, a Columbia brand wallet.
Yeah, right. That's right, man.
So you went through it, cleaned it out a little bit. Did a little housekeeping.
This was in, like, junk I had stored away.
Oh.
I found it. It's probably like 10 years old.
Nice.
Yeah. The other wallet. I pulled it out and it was like, nah, there's no money in it. I pulled that old wallet out and everybody's like, look at that wallet. It's ridiculous. Mike's like, it's Seinfeld-esque.
I was
kind of embarrassed by it, to be honest. I was like, you know what? That is ridiculous. Like,
whenever you're comparing wallet size with another man, you should both be embarrassed. Because Dave was like, look at this one. I don't know how that dude doesn't have serious spinal problems.
Who, Dave?
Yeah.
He does.
He used to have like we called it the ass hair wallet. He got it in Mexico. It was a horse pelt. And, like, all the hair was, like, mangy and, like, falling out.
Mangy.
Yeah.
Mangy.
So we learned from our mistakes.
Yeah.
It's so much more comfortable to have like a normal size wallet, actually.
See? There you go. It's all good. See?
You got any coupons in that wallet?
Okay. Nope.
Any Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
No.
I gave up on Caesars? I don't do breakfast out anymore.
No Little Caesars?
Nope. All at home.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. I have all breakfast sandwiches at home I have now.
Yeah, Jimmy Dean's. No, it's probably too
No, I make them.
Yeah.
I get like generic English muffins and
some Gwaltney's.
Gwaltney's
eggs. Some Gwaltney's sausage.
They're like rat eggs.
And some Gwaltney's muffins.
They're the only rats in the world that lay eggs.
Tiny little eggs.
They're rat eggs!
The Gwaltney's scientists have worked with the rat population.
And we've cooperated with the rat population for some time now.
Not only do they've got the rats bring you eggs, now they bring you milk.
Oh, John's rats got the, milk. The huge block of government cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, this is totally uninteresting, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway. I've searched high and low for fucking cheese curds in this side of the fucking country. And I was just, when I was
this is the out, food truck.
Yeah, but they don't have fresh cheese curds.
So you want the squeaky ones?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Because otherwise it's just cheese. You need to squeak. Anyway, I'll report back next time. I have bought the ingredients. I'm making my own cheese curds.
Oh, there you go.
And if they turn out good, I will post my recipe on the website.
I think
we'll hold you to that.
Yes.
Keystone Brewery in Montgomeryville, they always do like a cheese clinic. They teach how to make mozzarella and stuff. So.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. One of the better things here.
Nice.
There ain't nothing better.
This is pretty good. This week's F. Mary Kill is pretty fucking good. It's Captain America Winter Soldier. I think I did good on this one, man. This is not easy.
This is not an easy one.
So,
it's a softball.
Yeah, all right.
Hit us with the choices, man.
So, Black Widow, obviously, Scarlett Johansson. Agent Hill, Maria Hill, Kobe Smulders, and Agent 13, her name's Kate too, Emily Van Camp. So, softball man, you ready to start over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, first I'm killing the blonde, Agent 13.
You're going to take her out? You're going to take it nice and easy on her, though, right?
No.
Now you're going to...
We'll slit her throat.
All right.
You're
gonna,
damn.
This is actually the first time I think I'm letting a ginger live.
It is, actually. I think it is.
So I'm going to bang the fuck out of Scarlett Johansson, the Black Widow.
Oh, that's right. She is a ginger in the film. Yeah.
And I'm going to marry Kobe Smulders.
All right. You're going to take... Yeah, all right. Yeah. Nice. All right.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
Killing What's-Her-Face.
Brennan?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, it's... I'm not sure. I'm going to have to marry... Scarlett Johansson, I'm going to go with that. That's, for me, I guess, the easiest. I don't know. Yeah. Kobe Smulders? She's attractive, so I'm going to have to fuck her. And then the other agent, I don't know, she's kind of like a no-namer, so, like, you know.
A little on the low end.
Yeah, low budget and stuff like that. Give her a quick kill. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Make sure it doesn't hurt or anything.
Right. All right. Anybody? Mike?
This is really hard.
I'm ready to roll, man. If you need a minute.
Penis.
Don't take that out of context.
Do you need a minute, man?
Go ahead, man.
It's funny, man, because I'm rolling the same way everybody else has so far. I'm going to go... I'm going to take out Agent 13. Nice and easy, though, man, because she seems like a very nice girl. I'm taking Black Widow all the way up to the top floor to Triskelion, man. I'm going to give it to her real good, right up at the picture window there. That'll be fun. And I'm marrying Agent Hill, man. She looks like she's got a future. She could definitely get
by. The brunette?
Yeah. Marrying her.
You guys all marrying her?
Yeah, dude. I'm not marrying Black Widow, man. If you piss her the fuck off, you just say one thing wrong, dude, you're done. Oh, she's going to take your shit out real quick. Like that.
I'd take that risk, yeah. I'm going to... Like, you know, the Black Widow.
No, you didn't marry the Black Widow, though. You married the other one, didn't you, I thought?
No, I just got the name.
No, he married Scarlett.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not.
All right. I'm surprising myself with this one, honestly.
Okay, all right. Shock myself.
I am shocking myself. And for me, the shocking move is I'm not going to marry Scarlett. Okay. I'm gonna bang crazy. The shit out of Scarlett.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Take her up to there, to Pierce's office, and you hammer away for a little while.
Yeah, I think I'm going to end up marrying Kate, Emily Van Camp, the blonde. Yeah. I'm not usually a blonde guy, but she is just unbelievably cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Sorry, Kobe. Kobe.
You got to go?
Kobe is getting the boot.
All right. John?
You know what's funny? Looking up the pictures of the ladies in this Captain America.
Right.
All the creepy fan art.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like, a ton of it, yeah.
Like super detailed like paintings yeah. of like a full painting of yeah. like this picture of someone. Like it's just like, what is that about? Like,
a lot of people have some time on their hands.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's crazy.
I'm looking at a shot of all their, like, you know, kind of anime version of all their camel toes at the moment. Like, no faces, no bodies, just all toe.
Can you decipher by toe?
I can.
It's like People Magazine. They show a bunch of camel toes, and you have to match them up to the celebrity. Looking at people. That'd be great. So, yeah, I think I'm going to get rid of Kobe Smulders.
You're going to take out Kobe? Kobe!
Yep, I'm going to bang Emily Camp.
All right.
Mary Scarlett Johansson.
There you go. Of course. You're going to go with the Black Widow, huh?
It's worth it, man.
You're gonna
If I go out, I want to go out that way.
You're going to not worry about a garrote in your ass in the middle of the night?
Whatever.
Why would she garrote his ass?
I just mean real snug on my butt. I'm like, what is going on there?
I don't really mean his ass, but I mean, like, you might say the wrong thing.
Yeah, he didn't there. Literally mean. Yeah.
It's not my gay ass. It's not my Black Widow ass or anything.
She pops, slices both your butt cheeks off like a.
She's like, I'm going right through your tank, like brother.
A deli.
Oh man, I can sell that to Gwaltney's.
Gwaltney's butt chops.
Gwaltney's honey ham.
Gwaltney's rump roast, right here.
Thanksgiving brought to you by Gwaltney's.
Did you guys know that Scarlett Johansson did a full nude scene in Under the Skin?
Yeah,
I've heard
that. We discussed it here.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I had never seen it, but
you know who else brought it up?
Me.
Yeah.
Just making sure you guys know, Mr. Skin checking in.
I call Mr. Skin. Another callback.
That guy used to be so creepy.
Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
He's always fast-forwarding the good part.
Fast-forwarding the good part?
He made a career out of it.
He did. Kind
of.
I can't imagine he made a lot of money, but...
It's probably still...
Nah. Dude, are you kidding me? I'm sure he did, dude.
People would buy it to like know the... He was on Stern. I don't know why.
Anybody on Stern makes money.
Yeah.
And then when they're not on Stern, they don't make money. Just ask Jackie Martling.
Yeah. Or...
Don't take it personal.
Well, no, that dude was like, oh, I can live on my own. And then as soon as he left the show, it was like...
It's true.
He's probably got enough cash, though, man.
I'm sure he does. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Scotty?
I did it already.
Oh, you did
it? He's done. Yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, we're all done?
Pay attention.
Yeah, man, where are you? You're too busy looking up fan art.
Yeah, fan art. Wasn't there like an awesome fan art in Trekkies? It was like a macaroni fan art or something. Or like...
Have you seen that documentary?
Trekkies awesome.
1 and 2. They're both great.
I still got to see 2.
Trekkies, that's good too.
I loved when they showed like one of the fans made her like a Klingon condom with like spikes and everything and stuff like that. And like the actors talking about it were like, we didn't even know what to do with it. Like, you know, you stick that on, you could hurt someone. Yeah.
It is so weird.
But they have the rock band Jacques Delors or whatever. Like, it's just so ridiculous. Like... Come on.
I like the part on filking.
Filking?
Yeah, like sci-fi folk music.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one dude's like dressed like... he's like, I'm playing a character that was a woman navigator on... Blah. It's just a guy in drag.
Yeah.
He's just singing this filk song, and you're so like, strange. This guy's like really deranged.
There's a lot of that with...
There's a lot of that just in general.
Yeah, you know, like if you get like people that are like crazy, insane Firefly fans, like the brown coats they call themselves.
Oh,
there's
a lot
of the filking shit in that.
Dude, filking is music. Awesome.
No filching, just filking.
I thought you guys were filching in here. I thought you fucking bullshit songs.
I got you singing. I'm ready to sip some milk out some ass, man.
Brought my own straw. Fucking assholes.
It's not Philly jerks.
Or you're like, I'm ready to filk.
I got my straw.
Who's ready to fill?
I thought this was a filking concert.
It'd be even worse. Somebody walks in the other way and they're like, you can't leave.
Exactly.
Like, oh, okay.
Here's your straw.
I wrote a song about Spock.
Yeah.
How about the cosplay?
What about it?
I don't know. Brendan was looking up a bunch of pictures earlier.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, the Dragon Con's this week in Atlanta, which is fucking huge. Like, it's stupidly huge. They get, like, 20, 30, 40,000 people. It's bigger than Comic-Con.
What do you do with it? What do they do with it?
Dress up like dragons.
They no, like, no, no, no.
Vape.
Awesome, I'm there. I'm going.
It's basically like a Comic-Con is what it basically is. Like,
what's Comic-Con? Do you buy comic books at it?
They originally started out as a place to buy and sell comics, but it's like they have, you know, famous nerdy actors go, and they sell all kinds of random shit, you know, t-shirts and comic books and statues and alien fleshlights and that kind of shit.
An Uhura fleshlight.
So yeah, it's shit like that, but...
Did I say Uhura? I meant
Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Uhura.
And they do like panels, right?
Shit like that.
It's kind of cool.
It's like Dragon Con and the San Diego Comic Con are like the two biggest in the country.
I'd go to that.
Oh, they have a fucking parade through the middle of Atlanta for it. That's huge.
Good. All dressed up like superheroes and
shit. Yeah. It's just like all the people in cosplay.
It's this weekend or?
It's either this weekend or this week. Yeah.
Do you guys think comic book shit's just going to keep getting more and more popular and bigger?
No.
You think it's the crest of the wave right now?
Right now, I think because of the DC movie universe and the Marvel universe coming up, like with all the movies, like they're all like planned out for like the next 10 years.
Right.
I don't think it's going to get any bigger, but I don't think it's going to get much smaller either.
Like, the culture of comics.
Plus, all the shows coming out on Netflix. And
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think I see where you're coming from, but I don't think it's, like, with the newer audience, it doesn't seem to generate, like, an interest in where
actual
those,
comic books.
Yeah, where all that stuff came from. If people just look at it and like, that's a great film. And like,
right.
And then I'll talk to people, I'm like, you know, well, it came from this actual series of comic books, and you're like, oh, you're boring me. You're really geeking out. I wish you would shut up. But, you know, you really should read this comic book.
Just so weird. Like, I don't know. It wasn't like that before. Like, there's like what? Like, a Spider-Man show? Like, there's a live-action Spider-Man, Wonder Woman show.
Right.
And that was like it.
Supergirl's coming now.
Supergirl show is coming out. Looks awesome.
Well, even like a few years ago, like Arrow was out.
That was like a big deal.
And like, I was like, I never paid attention to it, but like now I kind of want to watch it because I was watching The Flash and that turned out to be a good series.
Just to give my opinion on it, I watched like the first 5 episodes of Arrow. It's okay.
The Flash is good though.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Flash. I've heard it's good. Arrow's not terrible. And I've heard it gets better as it goes, but
for the first
5, I binge watched them one night, and I was like, meh, yeah, whatever.
See, I watched all of the Arrow the first season, and like I feel the same way. I didn't really get into it,
right.
But the Flash, I thought that was a brilliant series. Like, I'm waiting for the second season.
And Daredevil, as we mentioned earlier, Daredevil is fucking great.
And to segue with that, like I was just reading an article about how Netflix, I think, cut their ties with the movie company Epix. So they lost like a couple thousand movies, and they might be just breaking off completely of movies and just doing their own program, like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Daredevil.
Interesting.
They're going to do like all the Hell's Kitchens characters, like Nick Cage, or no.
Well, that's, you see what I mean? It's becoming more and more. Like, all culture is based on comic books now. Don't you think that's kind of crazy?
No, it's
like when I was a kid, like, reading comic books, like, it just wasn't available other than comic books.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, now it's just, like, fucking, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, the only other thing we got was the Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
Right.
Every once in a while. And now it's, like, there's, like, so much stuff. It's, like, crazy.
Hanging out with Sir Arthur and,
Tim.
Have you watched the old Christopher Reeves like Superman films? Like, it's funny because they took it literally. Like, okay, this is based off of a comic book. Let's make it comical. So they got like slapstick comic.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, they're funny, but like it kind of steers away from the actual comic book where, you know, But, like, I mean, I like both, but it's just kind of interesting.
If you watch, like, the crowd reactions of people, maybe it was the end of 2, when they start blowing up the city and shit, the people right. that are reacting in the crowd are, like, ridiculous. Oh, like, yeah. It's, like, the fakest thing you've ever... They're like, ugh! It's like a trauma movie where there's, like, a group of people, like, ah! Like, jumping back, you know what I mean?
Godzilla
like,
movie.
Yeah, and, like, when they put Superman in the mirror or put the guy in the mirror or something. Yeah. It's like the fakest looking thing you've ever seen. Like, I love Superman
General
too.
Zod.
Yeah, General Zod is awesome, but like it is does not hold up to now.
No,
in any way.
No,
in any way.
That's the only thing I don't like about the. Well, one of the things
that
I don't like.
What the hell are you doing over there, man?
I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah.
No, I just like playing with my
like
microphone
a Moron.
Stand.
He gets into his like Axl Rose thing and starts playing with his mic stand.
That's why I have this the freestanding mic stand. I like. Doing my Axl thing.
Well, if we ever take this on the road, me and Mike will be standing because we've.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stand up mic stands.
I'm gonna have a stand up mic stand with like feathers on it.
You could stand next to him.
Feathers on there.
Feathers and lots of leopard skin bandanas.
Yeah, put, with
like Steven Stand outside.
Yeah, he comes. We have a green room. We come out like all dressed up.
I'm wearing a huge cod piece.
What would you want on the John? What do you want on the rider?
Oh, for what we get?
Yeah.
Green M&M's, some Gwaltney dogs.
I'd like a, no buns. Like a bottle of Old Crow.
Bottle of Old Crow.
A bunch of different colored Merkins.
Merkins.
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know why.
Oh, man, I'd go for some like 4 and 20 like meat pies. Like it's like a perfect food source.
Yeah, nobody
and, like,
has that
a
shit, man.
Microwave, whatever.
But you could, they have to get them. You want
the food tray will be nothing but pasties and polishkis.
Now we're
glumpkies.
Talking.
Glumpkies too, yeah.
No, glumpkies. Glumpkies are a different thing.
Glumpkies?
Glumpkies is how you ask for a blumpkin if you're trying to be cutesy. Right.
Can I get a blumpkin later? In your face, sucker!
I want a blumpky.
Oh, God.
You reached an all-new low.
You did reach an all-new low.
Oh, now we're now pet naming. Blumpkins.
Blumpkin, dude.
Did you hear the...
Uh-oh.
I was going to say Hellboy 3. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's fighting for it. Ron Perlman's fighting for it. But he's our... Benicio del Toro... Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, he's like, dude, he wrote an amazing script. It's fucking crazy.
I'm sure, dude. It's Guillermo del Toro.
I'm sure.
But yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
That's our...
And that's our cue.
That's our cue, folks. So we're going to get out of here. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes at alreadypodcast.com. We're on Stitcher, on Instagram at
alreadypodcast.
Coming at you with tons of Instagram messages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
liking all the messages that include All Right Already and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, nice. That's it, man. You got anything else?
Twitter.
Well, All Right Already P at Twitter. You know, you guys can follow us there anytime. Yeah. So we're there.
Get out there. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Check out the site.
See ya.
Peace. See you next time.
All right, guys.